right and the left. That's correct, you are.
Because you're living on a line. It's a linear expansion in this direction and the other one. It has infinite length but infinitesimal girth. Timeline Earth, only one dimension for you to meet your friends.
Yeah, the new conceptual framework.
Oh, it's
hitting. I haven't heard from you in 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hit that button. Now start talking.
All right, I have so little to talk about news-wise. I've been so, dude. I'm so unplugged for a week.
People thought you left the show.
Dude, I know. I'm sure. Yeah, because I happened to miss. I think I missed an episode for other reasons before that. Yeah, I just have not. I dropped off the radar, man. I don't want to get too inside baseball and the personal stuff here. I'll do so over the line. But I was gone for a week or so on vacation, or almost a week, and I was like, all right. You know, I'm going to keep up with stuff so that I don't have to catch up with stuff when I get back.
Yeah, right.
8 hours into the vacation, I was like, fuck this. Threw my phone in the room, and I didn't touch it. I got so burned out. I was like, man, I'm spending more time just sitting around keeping up with stuff. So I have no idea. I mean, tell me, is the world still spinning? What's going on? I have zero idea.
The world still spins.
Okay.
The world spins. Things are of the usual. You come in on an interesting twofer here, because so I actually have not collected a single piece of news this whole week.
That's awesome.
I was my birthday week, so I was like, I'm not doing this either. Yeah, I'm not doing it either. So I had from the episode with Lee so much news from the previous week, which I believe you were probably also tapped out for.
Yeah.
That there's just still so much to go over from 2 weeks ago.
Mm, that's good. That's good news. it's all good news, I guess.
It has to be.
the stability of the show.
Over the line
is based
episode,
on
we have 23 voicemails to go through.
That sounds like a fucking beating.
We should call it that. We should call the episode the beating.
The beating. Man, I'm still, I thought I was all caught up from vacation, but now I've got 23 more voicemails.
Yeah, right. Yes, exactly.
I can't escape.
Well, there was some interesting news to go over. Before we do that, did you say you were comfortable divulging your happenings on the Over the Line?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I took a trip to Las Vegas.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to New York.
No, I went to Las Vegas for the Sick New World concert. That was my birthday thing. And the concert was good. The concert was fun. Lots of interesting bands. Lots of emo, hardcore, metalcore, industrial, some interesting stuff. It was memorable, but last year we went to the same concert, me and the girlfriend, and it was good, but that's all we did. I think we did the concert in like 6 a.m. the next day. We packed up and left, and because we hated Vegas. It wasn't a lot of fun. I don't know. Have you been to Vegas?
I actually have not. Were you on the Strip or were you in like the old town?
We were on the Strip, yeah.
Okay. I've been told many times, per my personality, I should stay in Old Town and I would enjoy that, but I've never been either way.
That's what people told us also. That's what people told us too. We, this time we decided we would stay for one day and we would give Vegas a chance. Mm. And we went to, now some of the Vegas people or people who've been to this are going to be like, oh, hell yeah. We went to the Omega Mart. I don't know if you've ever heard of this place, but it is it's very difficult to describe what it was. I would call it like an interactive art installation. It is a hyper futuristic grocery store that you walk through. Like when you buy a ticket, you become an employee of the grocery store. And you go into the grocery store, they give you a little card, and you have to walk through this giant grocery store solving mysteries about what happened to the CEO and her disappeared daughter. And it's like really fascinating. They have all these fake products. Like one of the fake products was root beer flavored, vape juice flavored root beer. It's a can you can buy. I don't know what was in it. There's a hat that I did buy that I will be sporting at Childeberg.
Oh, man, segue. He's coming.
At Childeberg. I'm going to Childeberg. Sweet. I'm rooming with Rollo. This is going to be a very interesting
that
experience.
That is an odd couple
year.
Right there. I like it. The Catholic Alliance. The Catholics are dug in.
Now I have no excuse not to
they're
skip out on church on Sunday.
Yeah, the Catholics are dug in.
Yeah, he's going to be knocking on my door on Sunday at 7:30 a.m. Birdo, you're going to hell. So I'm going to wear it at Childeberg. It is a long cowl. It's like almost it's a very similar design to the long deer design. It's a hat with a long cowl on it. And I just thought that was excellent. So the one thing I'll recommend to the people about Vegas, I know some of you listeners are probably going to EDC next weekend in Vegas. Go to the Omega Mart. It's a lot of fun. It's very much a similar sense of humor to this show, I would say. Very, very similar sense of humor. So I would strongly recommend Omega Mart in Area 15. And then I would strongly recommend you go to Childeberg. Go to Childeberg.com. Register your campsite. It's going to be wild this year. All the fellas are coming. I see a lot of people in the GC are showing up. A lot of the board members will be there. So you'll be right at home. I promised Jacob that I would give him the plug, and I'm going to plug it. Are you going this year, Carr?
Yes, sir. I'll be down there Saturday and Sunday, I believe. I got to text Jake because I'm trying to coordinate stuff with him. And I, again, with the unplugging, I know I've got Jacob. If you're listening to this, I'm going to figure out if I'm coming down Friday or Saturday, but I'm not sure yet.
Well, your boy will be there. We'll try to do something.
It's literally easier. It's mentally easier for me to respond to Jake with this podcast that I hope he listens to in a few days rather than just simply text him. Yeah. I'm just so burned out, dude. I'm so burned out on texts.
That's fair. Well, you're going to get really burned out more if we're going to go through this news. Are you mentally prepared to go through some news today?
I'm steeling myself for it. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Before we go into the news, is there anything else that you want to say?
No, I'm ready, man. Let's go. Just out of curiosity, Bird, would it have mattered what I said there, or were you going to hit that button?
You know, you did kind of stonewall me because I was going to specifically interrupt you with the music.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, good.
And now that
good.
Bit.
We're back.
Now
we're,
that bit needs to be rewritten for two or three episodes from now when you forget
when people
again.
Forget, yeah. Or when we lose all of our listeners and regain the exact same amount of listeners. That's a pretty good concept there. If we had a constantly rotating cast of the same amount of listeners, the exact same amount.
We're rapidly losing listeners. I don't know if you've checked the... If you've Is checked that right? the Podbean, yeah, we're and the Patreon, we're rapidly losing listeners for a reason I can't explain. But every boom needs a correction. So
yeah, that's true.
That's what's going to happen. Just know, listeners who've unsubscribed and are still listening to the free content, I'm starving. Okay, I'm starving, and you're doing it to me. So that's how it is. First thing of piece of news, I want to get your take on. The Tiffany Gomez bikini shot. Let's hear from you on that. Yeah.
Yeah, looks great. I mean, what more can you say?
Ha cha cha cha. God. Camp it. He's the loneliest guy in the world. Ha cha.
Been months. Been months since we heard that. Forgot about that one.
Sometimes the bits take time to cook, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that should bring back the listeners.
And the episode's off to a rollicking start.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, she's clearly she's clearly flexing her marketing muscle. To do what, I don't exactly know, but yeah, looking great.
Well,
you know,
to be a right wing person in 2024.
Yeah,
you know. She had her ultra right. Did you see that she had an ultra right beer in her hand?
Yes, I did. What, is that even real? Like, what is that?
That's real. It's real. It's and I think I literally think it's produced by Anheuser-Busch,
<That's>
which
awesome.
Is pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
playing both
it's
sides.
Basically Bud Light, but marketed
but
differently. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. And we covered it on the show before. And I guess she's tied into it now. Well, she said she didn't get money to do that as an advertisement, which makes sense because nobody's looking at the beer.
That's fair.
That image. So Tiffany Gomez, we would like to say thanks. I don't know what we would really like to say on that, but we've been tracking her for a while. In fact, I believe we were the first to officially track her.
Mm-hmm. We were tracking, I was personally tracking her before the airplane incident.
That's right. Yeah, for years.
We were way out ahead. Yeah, for years. Driving for around, tracking, yep. Stalking, tracking.
Right, yes. That's correct.
So,
Well, I will say it's good to be talking to you because it's hard to tell how many years of TLE we have left sometimes. the UN climate chief has declared that we have 2 more years left to save the planet.
Oh, man. Okay.
I like that. Don't you like that declaration in particular? Can we start doing this we have 2 more years to save the show? This kind of like arbitrary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like what does that mean? Save? What do you mean? Save?
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
So I guess this is the story. So humanity apparently only has 2 years left to save the world by making dramatic changes in the way it spews heat-trapping emissions, and it even has less time to get the finances behind such a massive shift, is what the UN Climate Agency said. Now, that second sentence, which they kind of shoved in there, that's the... That is the, what do they call that? The Mon and Bailey? Or what the kind of thing you sneak in, that's your real point, is that they're
the buried
need
lead
a lot
or whatever.
Of money. Yeah, the buried lead, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently, with governments are facing a 2025 deadline for new and stronger plans to curb carbon pollution. Nearly half the world's population's voting in elections this year, and crucial global finance meetings later this month. Everything is coming together to say, we're dead. We're going to die. Apparently, there is, and I say apparently because maybe I should say not apparently, greenhouse gas emissions are currently tumbling the climate. Climate action must be done, they say. A guy named Michael Oppenheimer, who is a professor of international affairs and a climate scientist, I guess.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Minored
two
in
years,
climate
two years. Not everybody believes that this kind of rhetoric is helpful. He says, 2 years to save the world is meaningless rhetoric. At best, it's likely to be ignored. At worst, it will be counterproductive. Michael Oppenheimer, we are your counterproduction on TLE. Levels of carbon dioxide and methane, as they say in Europe, have hit an all-time high, according to U.S. government calculations, another great weasel phrase, while scientists calculate that the world's carbon dioxide emissions jumped by 1% last year, which I guess is a lot. Last year, it was the hottest year on record by far, and if emissions of carbon dioxide and methane from burning coal, oil, natural gas continue to rise or don't see a sharp decline, it will, and this is the quote, further entrench the gross inequalities between the world's richest and poorest countries and communities. What do they do? Because when you think climate disaster, Carr,
yeah,
what are some images that come to mind? Maybe what are some things that would happen in a climate disaster?
Like a volcanic eruption, solar flare, massive earthquake. I guess that wouldn't be climate. A drought. I don't know.
Nobody knows what climate is kind of going to be my point.
Okay,
this was
okay.
a Jordan Peterson point not long ago. I believe he made the same point. He's like, nobody can actually tell you what climate is. And then all the climate people came in and were like, actually, retard, climate is this. And what was funny was there were say there were 10 people saying that. They all had a different thing that they said.
That's good. I think it's just legendary. Long weather, which could be a little
long
bit.
Weather.
We do like long deer. It's like long. I don't know if that. But long
weather.
That.
We were trying a long weather with the Ukraine thing. You know, the Ukraine fire,
true.
Start the fire, burn the trash.
Yeah,
kind of
how's
a
that
long
going?
Weather.
Did that help? Did that
seems to be help? Going well.
Okay.
I really think the Israel thing kind of distracted
took center stage.
From that
what
mission.
Is going
from
on?
That
is anything going on in Ukraine? I mean, they're still fighting.
The
I
genocide can tell me get my news. It continues. They are bombing Rafah. They've been continuously bombing Rafah. There's a little skirmish. That was probably the biggest piece of news that you missed, which, of course, wasn't actually a big piece of news. They shot a couple of rockets at Iran. Iran shot a couple of rockets back.
Who is they? Israel.
Israel shot a couple
Israel
of rockets
and
at
Iran.
Iran
have been. Shooting
yeah,
rockets at each other?
They're duking it out. They're in semi-nuclear exchange. They did one round, and I think Israel hit something, some missile silo site, I believe. I could be wrong about what the exact thing was, but I know they hit basically one target out of, you know, they might have been some feints in there, but they hit like one target, and I think Iran hit zero targets in their little exchange, and then... Basically, the entire Arab world, other than Iran, came out and said, you know what? We'll back Israel in this if we have to. That's how much they all
oh
hate
my
Iran,
God.
By the way.
Holy.
Yeah.
Holy. Yeah.
So there's kind of things are simmering down for the time being.
We're
not going to get the nuclear exchange.
Is that because of the Shia-Sunni divide or what's going
you
on
know,
there?
You know, I just because before this Palestine thing, and I mean the most recent Palestine thing, not to be too callous about it, the most recent October 7th Palestine thing, Israel was kind of brokering deals all across the Middle East.
Okay.
Before this Palestine thing, they had pretty much successfully gathered into their sphere of influence Saudi Arabia. Was Oman in there? It was the countries. I think things were calming down before the 7th. And then after the 7th, with the obvious genocide going on, a lot of these Arab and most, I mean, it's the Muslim connection, I think, is really the big connection. They're all kind of looking at Israel like, okay, time to stop. But they still hate Iran more. I know this is like baby level geopolitics, but we're trying to do this quickly. So I guess we're not getting our nuclear exchange. And we're going to, you can't see me right now, but I'm putting another number on the board for the Nothing Ever Happens team.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit depressing, I would say. But another piece of news that I have that is probably less depressing, something we need to start keeping our eye on. Little Amal, she's doing some little tours around Europe, I believe. She never seems to go to Central Africa. Anyway, she's doing some tours, but I was doing my internal research. Maybe I emailed a few people. There's a light crew. They're running on a, no pun intended for Little Amal, a skeleton crew, because most of the, whatever the Little Amal organization is called that puts that show on, they're currently hard at work building a new project, which we've covered just in the brief before, The Herd. The Herd. It's their new project, a new art project. From what I understand, wow, this is pretty funny. On Earth Day, they announced that they were revealing a glimpse of scenes from the Cape Town Puppetry Workshop for the 2025 climate action event,
dude,
which
Earth
apparently
Day.
We may not get to. Yeah, Earth Day. Yeah, on Earth Day.
It's such an amazing holiday. Like, what is
yeah,
that?
It is.
I don't know. Earth Day.
Earth Day. We love the Earth. It's a pagan holiday. It's a pagan holiday that takes it's a pagan holiday that takes place around the same time as Easter.
Is that, is it?
And Yeah, it's in, it's like early April every year.
Okay.
Or mid-April, maybe? On this, or, oh, it was the 22nd of April, so it's slightly later than Easter this year, but yeah, you know, it's all about the transition of the seasons. Hey,
let's, everyone remember the Earth, guys. Look down.
And remember Mother Earth, and forget about the God who loves you, and remember the Earth which seeks to destroy you. Anyway, the 2025 Action Project, Climate Action Project, will be hosting The Herds by the producers of Little Amal, The Walk. The Herds is a public art and climate activism display on an unprecedented scale. There will be, from what I understand, hundreds of animal puppets. Hundreds. And we're talking gazelles, zebras, elephants, badgers, storks. I'm trying to look in the background of this image and see what else might be in the image. A deer. I think there's a deer there. Yeah, it looks like a lot of ungulates, Carr. A lot of deer. A lot of things like that. So that's going to be big for us. If we manage to survive for another 2 years, we'll be able to see it. And it'll be big for the show, I think. So we're very excited about that. How do you feel about The Herd?
I'm very excited to see what they come up with. It sounds like a big endeavor. It sounds like it's should be, you know, it should provide a lot of content for us. Again, back to The Matrix, it sounds like it's going to be good for the show. And so, really, what more can you say?
Any particular animals you're hoping they include in the event?
You know, I don't, you know, not to break from the ungulate theme, but I'd like to see, like, some, you know, some more fun human interaction type animals, like maybe some lemurs and maybe monkeys or something like that. I think lemurs would be really cool.
Lemurs,
I always wanted
to
hang out with
cool.
Lemurs. Yeah.
Lemurs are the vibe. I would probably say lemurs are the vibe.
Mm. Yeah, as far
as... Did you ever see the movie Madagascar?
I sure did. Yeah, great little movie.
Yeah, great movie. It's a heartwarming movie. A lot of great lemur stuff in that movie. Yeah. Well, yeah, we are hoping for lemurs. I think you're right about that. Me, I was hoping we could see maybe some of the more, because this is something that I think they do. It's speaking about Israel. They do a
they
lot
do.
With puppet animal creations. Is that I think people like to infantilize the Earth a lot. Like, you know, these city slickers. They really like to pretend like you go out into nature and it's just like your best friend. And why would we ever have created civilization and cities and vehicle, the internal combustion? And why would we have ever created these things when nature is so abundant and beautiful? And I'm hoping that we include a swarm of bees, perhaps.
Yeah, like a great white shark.
Yeah, a great white shark, a starved coyote.
Yeah, very hungry one. Very hungry coyotes.
Yeah, hungry coyote, right.
Wolves.
The personal mascot of this show, the wolf. Yeah, the wolf.
Yeah, the only reason that came to mind is because I saw Braxton was back in it on Wolves for some reason.
Dude,
I don't even understand.
Braxton has multiple children, a full-time job, a wife, owns his own property, and is spending 6 to 8 hours per day on Twitter
fighting,
arguing
about wolves
with retards, and eating, from what I understand, eating pounds of queso.
That's
Tostitos
awesome.
Queso. Yeah, out of the jar. He's
I don't even
explained.
Understand. I it's not that it's probably unclear to those in the know, but I just see it and I like read it very surface level, and I just like to see people respond, and oh man, it's a, what a treat.
I think he's battling that. We should just get him on, but I think so he can talk about how much
call
he likes
him.
To
Let's
shoot
call
dogs.
Right. Oh, that was
he's
a whole
battling,
thing, wasn't it?
Yes, yes. I think that's why. I think he's battling because...
Oh, is that why? Okay.
Kirstie Noem, the governor of... So one of the Dakotas. Sorry to our two Dakotas listeners. She shot a dog, a puppy that wasn't trainable.
Okay.
And she put that in her memoir. And, you know, she's one of the prospective vice presidential candidates. And for some reason, she thought it was a good idea in this country in this year to include in some sort of memoir or something about how she had a dog that didn't want to be trained, so she killed it, shot it. Possibly the dog bit someone. I don't remember. I didn't read the memo. I've only seen the Braxton side arguments. Yeah, and the wolf thing, and the wolf thing is really unrelated to the shooting the dog thing. Yeah, but Braxton made sure to go, also, I will shoot a dog if I need to.
Yeah. And the gray wolf population. And also just shoehorning wolf arguments into every single Twitter argument. That's a good
what's
bit.
Really great is every Braxton tweet was like, I will kill wolves if I need to. And then he put in parentheses in his name, Wolf Respecter. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that was a troll. I you know, but yeah, so that's been going on. The vice presidential race is going to be really interesting. It's not really a race, I guess. It's a nomination. I guess Trump is going to choose. We had Kristi Noem. I still don't know if it's Kristi or Kirsty. Kristi Noem was one of the options. Then we had J.D. Vance. Do you remember J.D. Vance?
Man, that name sounds familiar, but I couldn't place it. Chicago?
No, he was the guy who
Pritzker.
Wrote... Yeah, that's J.B. Pritzker, who's a super lib and about 800 pounds, probably weighs as much as one of the
really round
hippo puppets that they will be doing at the walk.
The herd.
J.D. Vance is he wrote the book Hillbilly Elegy. There's this weird thing with some hicks. You know, there's the hick lib. You ever heard of this phrase, the hick lib?
I feel like I have, yeah.
The hick lib is like, I'm from the country, also vote for Biden. You know what I mean? Like those guys. Like
pretty self-explanatory.
The liberal
hick.
Yeah. Well, J.D. Vance is what I would call the column hick. What I believe is J.D. Vance is like basically like this, like he's like a Christian guy who wrote this book about how the middle of the country is being taken advantage of by the coasts, and here's the story of how and why. And what I would call him controlled opposition. We're really hoping that J.D. Vance does not become the vice president, because it would basically be like picking Pence. It would be the exact same thing. And if we're really going to try, you know, the unmentionable thing that happened several years ago one more time, I don't think you wanted J.D. Vance on there for that. So that's an option. Our personal guy, this show's personal guy, Vivek, is in conversations for vice president. Vivek Ramaswamy is in conversations for vice president. And then I sent an email in, just in case. I sent a personal email in with my resume, just in case he wanted to consider me.
Yep.
I did. Yeah. Store, a lot of experience at a store. Yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah.
Store and talking to, talking to a fewer amount of people each week.
Scraping by. Yeah. Actually, that would be the number one thing on my resume as far as the job. Scraping by. It would be a great thing for me to include. So, before we get into our marquee topics for the evening, because we do have some marquee things to discuss, we've got some Elon news.
Oh,
and we've got some
recent
big penis news. Which one would you like to hear?
Let's go with Elon. I need a little bit of an update. Okay. I guess this is a little bit of a role reversal. I'm asking you for an update on Elon versus...
Well, I don't know if this is something that counts towards Wilder West, although there is definitely a bit of Wilder West news to come out with Elon. But Elon announced not long ago, about a week ago, that any X accounts doing so-called engagement farming will be suspended and traced to the source, as Grok will be used to detect violations and trace original stolen source material. So I guess Elon has finally noticed that engagement farming is a problem on a platform after you actively encourage engagement farming in your payment structure. So he's going to be taking care of that. I don't know, because your account is locked, right?
Yep.
Dude, my account is not locked. And I'm thinking about locking it maybe for good this time. I hate that you can't retweet a locked account. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. To me, it should still be a retweet. It should only just be a retweet towards other people who follow me. Yeah. Why would that not be viable as an option? That's all that that's all that bothers me, because I love, you know, I need that dopamine hit.
Sure.
I need to get that dopamine hit every time someone hits retweet. It makes Papa feel good. Anyway, I've been getting, as someone without a locked account, finally, after, from what I understand, years, because I've seen Scott Horton has complained about this for literally for years, the porn bots have finally reached my shores.
Yeah.
I get titties in bio, pussy in bio. One time I got butthole in description. That was a weird, that was very an alarming one to see. Butthole in description.
That's almost one you got to click on, because you got to see what they're doing there.
Well, I click on them often. Yeah, I do. I click on them a lot, because I do want to see, like, what's going, you know, what kind, what's going on. Not in a
keep track of
sexual sense, but
troop
movements.
Yeah,
right. If there's any, right.
If there's any,
we'll leave it at that.
Right.
We'll leave it at that. Yeah.
Well, the bot thing has just gotten completely out of control. It's so irritating.
Wow.
It's so irritating.
So I didn't understand, because they basically, after Elon took over, they basically broke the website for a week in this effort to stop scrapers. Do you remember when the website just did not work, when nobody could get, like, they everybody was getting rate limited?
Yeah, that's right.
And then he was like, well, if you pay for an account, then you won't get rate limited. If you don't, you'll get like to see 25 tweets a day.
Right.
And somehow that, not only did that process stop, which at this point, because of the number of porn bots, I get like six porn bots on a mediocre tweet now. It's very irritating, which most of them are mediocre. So that's about six plus however many I've made since this started, probably about 50 porn bots total. The how do you go from rate limiting your entire website? And I'll admit the quality of the website was better when he did that. Not for me personally, but what I actually got to see was better. To probably five times as many porn bots as there were before he bought it. Does that seem right? Because I know you've always had your account locked, basically, but if you're looking at a person's account that's not locked and they don't have too many regular comments and they get a hit tweet, you've seen the number of porn bots, right?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy because, you know, a lot of, especially, and it's especially hot with, like, Bitcoin and crypto tweets. And, like, I'm, you know, a lot of what I'm interested in is Bitcoin Twitter and what's going on and, like, any new stuff coming up. And you, and the other thing that's really aggravating is, back in the old days, you know, before Elon, all, like, everybody with controversial tweets would get, you would have to click to view. So that trained me to look for those, to click view, because those were the tweets that I wanted. I wanted to see, like, if there were controversial things in Bitcoin, or if there were.
Wow, yes.
And, like, you know, and people were fighting, and they, you know, were probably using curse words and stuff like that. And so it would automatically hide those things. And so I got very accustomed to just clicking view, because I, that was what I knew, that's what I wanted. And now it's all like porn bots. And, like, it's so, so irritating. I just wish they would. There has to be a way to solve this, right?
Yeah, it has to be on the account creation end. I mean, you know, the way to solve this is to do what has always needed to be done and to tie a unique ID to the accounts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the easiest way to do it. Now, can you think of a more complicated way to do it that is maybe more anonymized, that is feasible?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, for me, the way that this always will need to go, and I'd like to see it done with the Bitcoin stack, would be to tie, like, money and a Lightning address to it. That way you're not exposing your identity. You're just exposing an identity, and you're tying money to it, you know? So, because, you know, for example, like, you know, this is the entire idea behind, you know, spam and DDoS, like, mitigation, is how many of those porn bots and just regular bots would you get rid of if you charge them a cent? You know, probably a lot, you know. If you tie any amount of money, it's going to wipe out a lot. And then there's still going to be some. But like if you tie even small amounts of money to this, it would improve the quality by an order of magnitude right off the bat, in my opinion. And if you tie a unique private key or something like that to it, then you can get rid of the exposure of public identity but retain the effects of an individual identity. And so I'd love to see it go that way, but I don't think that it is. So
no, I don't know where it's going at all. I'm surprised at the present method because I think you need a phone number, don't you? I feel like you need a phone number to do this, to get an X account that can tweet. So I know you can just create fake phone numbers. I guess that's really easy. So then why is the phone number ever even considered in the first place as a verification option? I just don't understand how that works.
I think for obvious, for tracking and stuff like that, I would guess. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
That's I don't know.
It's kind of a funny segue. We're going to do on the Patreon, go over some voicemails. I have two accounts. I have my regular Gmail and I have the Timeline Earth one. And the Timeline Earth one is the one with the phone number on it. But sometimes when I log into Google just on my browser, it takes me to my personal account first. Like if I go into the voicemail thing, it takes me to my personal account, and I had 72 voicemails. I didn't know I was looking at my account, not the TLE one. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't want to do this. And then I noticed the times on the voicemails are very weird. Like one of them was August 19th, 2018, which doesn't add up for me. Obviously doesn't add up because we only released the voicemail number 4 days ago, probably. So I'm going through them and every single one of them is Chinese. Every single one of these things. And not just Chinese, but like, no offense, creepy Chinese. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but here, I'll play a couple of them. These are probably going to be pretty quiet also. Let me see. Look, it won't even play. There's just a string of crumply noises, like crumple noises. Here's a good one. This is 23 seconds. Let's see if this is any good.
送两次无人签收，如需查询请按九。
That's the entire. That is my entire voicemail box.
Man,
yeah, that's my whole voicemail box. It's all Chinese, and there's like a little song in the background. Not our regular voicemail number, but this it occurred to me that this will happen to the TLE voice number someday, and then it'll be a real beating. Yeah. Then it'll be a real beating.
The beating continues, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So spam is, in the age where computers have replaced man, first physically and then mentally, as we're seeing, although it's not quite there yet, the mental viruses are only going to multiply like you could never imagine. So spam, I think, is going to be the next big thing to me, from what I am seeing, what social media seems to offer us is a way to connect. And these basically new forms of viruses, because they don't do anything other than inconvenience you, because nobody's dumb enough to actually click any of these things, put in any payment. Maybe someone is, but they don't have a lot of money. The people who would be dumb enough at this point. It's the young people on Twitter who are most apt to see these things. I don't think any of them are clicking on, asshole in description type stuff. Maybe they are. I don't know. But this needs to be the next thing to tackle. This is like a big problem for the usage of X, which should otherwise be America's greatest platform. And it's not. It's not.
Yeah, that truly is why it's so frustrating, is because there's so much potential here. It's a great platform, and it's so close to being like taking that next step. But just, I don't know. I don't know if it's just it's too much engineering work to start integrating some of this stuff, or if there's just no desire. But man, if they could get that solved, it's so head and shoulders above anything else, in my opinion.
Elon took a picture of himself with his engineering team. And I think there's one white guy, there's one Asian woman, and the rest of the team is like Southeast Asian men in their mid-20s. and somebody, I forget who it was, commented, no wonder there's porn bots everywhere.
That's good.
Yeah, it's we really got to get it together, Elon. This show depends, personally, this show depends on X to work, and we need your help. We desperately need your help. Elon, Mr. Elon.
Very true.
Do you think he goes by Mr.?
Maybe. Maybe to Doctor? His design team.
Yeah.
Does he have a PhD?
No. Dude,
I have no
his
idea
early life is very,
yeah,
very,
very mysterious.
Shady, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got like an Epstein level confusing early life. How did he get to where he was? Yeah. All right, let's talk about penises really briefly. Here's the story. I have a foot-long penis, not me, the guy talking. It's so monstrous, I was barred from yoga. Let's hear what this man has to say.
But you've also been thrown out of the odd yoga class because people have sort of mistook what they can see as you being a little bit aroused.
Yeah, I think that's sort of one of the real issues in terms of it. Obviously, you know, again, I was wearing, you know, a very baggy shirt, baggy shorts. But yoga, you make positions, and I think people just got the wrong idea. And that's sort of the way it sometimes goes. But again, you can dress normally in baggy clothing, and it's not too difficult. The custom underwear that exists as well, so.
Custom underwear, can you imagine? So here's my K's My King of the Week nomination. Have you got the tone down for those, by the way?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay, he's my king of the week because you have a foot-long penis, and you're complaining that you can't do yoga in public.
Yeah, truly, you know, whatever. Yin and yang.
So the man with the Titanic tallywhacker. I wish I came up with that. That's a New York Post line. So good job to Ben.
Of course,
Koss,
it
who
is.
Came up with
of
that
course,
one.
It is.
Matt Barr has got some big problems. He has trouble dating. He's been exploited sexually, and perhaps most embarrassingly, he's been booted from his yoga class because people thought that he was aroused. He's trying to dispel the stigmas that men with giant penises have, I guess, is the thing. He boasts Britain's largest penis, which is more than 12 inches long when erect, which is more than twice the global average of 5.1 inches. It's very difficult for him. He's got an upcoming autobiography, and that's why I pulled this in, because I can't imagine how many pages you can fill about the guy with the longest penis in Britain, and you're writing an autobiography about it, but it's
12.
Called A Long Story, Life with One of the World's Largest Penises is the upcoming autobiography. I'm going to throw this out to the listeners here. If any of the older timey listeners remember the many episodes that I did with Pete, where I would go on and explain to him the contents of a book or the theories of a particular novelist or writer, I'm challenging one of the listeners. I know one of the GC guys is going to do this. So come on the show after having read A Long Story, Life with One of the World's Largest Penises. You will get a platform on the show to explain to us what the contents of the book really do say. We don't know the release date yet. It's going to be released sometime this year. So we only got a couple of months here. It actually says due early 2025. So keep it in mind, keep it in your back pocket, and surprise us when you're done reading it. Go to biggestpenisbook.com. That's the real link to the book's website. Really, really is. There is a photos section. It does include images of the penis. If you were actually interested in seeing what this looks like, and it is as shocking as you'd imagine. It's horrifying. It looks horrifying to have. It looks like really a curse. It doesn't actually look like a joy to have at all. Listeners, the first person to volunteer, having finished the book or read enough of it that you could do a 45-minute segment on it, a long segment on it, you're welcome to come on the show. Now, you're going to have to remind me, because it's probably going to be 6 to 8 months when this book releases. So if you're going to be our penis guy, you better write it down in whatever notes app you use and come back to it when the time comes. I wrote in my notes for this segment, long penis with a question mark at the end of it.
Yeah, that goes. That goes.
Could be another marketable t-shirt idea. Or not. I don't know. So, though he has a giant phallus, he doesn't plan on getting his manhood reduced anytime soon because it is a tricky surgery that sometimes disrupts normal function. I can't believe that it functions normally right now. I want you to take a guess how much the surgery will cost him. This is after insurance.
Well, he's in
Britain,
right?
How much will it cost him? He's in the UK. Oh, yeah. He's in the UK. So this is the flat price. Guess the flat price.
$5,000.
$18,000.
Sheesh.
That's more than 1,000 per inch.
All right.
But it is. If you were curious, New York's Jonah Falcon has the world's largest penis. Another white guy, by the way. So let's hear it for us. A whopping 13.5 inch long penis. He says that he's fed up with showing people his Jumbo Johnson. I just want to give a big thanks to Ben Cost of the New York Post for writing this. Let me click on his author archive really quick and see. Does he do
it's
penis
all
news
penis
a lot?
Stuff? It's all penis stuff. He's constantly he's like the guy from River Monsters traveling the world trying to yank dicks out of trousers.
Dude.
What?
This guy, I'm genuinely think I may try to email this fella. These are his most recent posts. Asteroid hunters spot 27,000 overlooked near-Earth asteroids.
And they all
have
penises.
Blue hole is the largest discovered ever. My daughter heard monsters in the wall. Space laser transmission strikes Earth from 140 million miles away. AI death calculator creates issues urging warning about a frightening tool, and male Ozempic users say goodbye to sex. This is our guy.
Sounds like
this guy might be our guy. Ben Cost. Hey, if somebody can find Ben Cost's email, let him know that we would love to have him on the show just to talk about kind of the life of being this kind of journalist, because this is certainly what we do. So shout out to Ben Cost for this. Wow. Okay, that was our penis news. And now let's briefly, and I'm glad that we've got about 15 minutes left here for the regular show, and I think we'll be able to jam through it here. Would you like to talk about our president, or would you like to talk about the president?
Let's go the president first, then our president.
Okay, let me just take a second here to clean up my tabs, because this is going to require several tabs. In the span of time, you had asked me, Berto, what has gone on in the past week? And I neglected to mention, possibly from forgetting also because of saving it, that we have a good number of, I'm calling this segment Trump up, Biden down. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about the president first, Joe Biden. First of all, about a week and a half ago, Biden started making his campaign tour. Now, Biden's focus, it appears to be, is middle-class America. The average consumer, the average voter, he's really trying to appeal to what I would call the middle of America. And in the process of this, he's been doing some speeches. He visited two gas stations.
Circle
and those
K.
gas stations were Sheetz. Mm-hmm. And Wawa, my personal favorite. He's our guy. I think he really might be our guy with the Wawa visit. No Circle K visit yet, from what I understand. Although I believe he did visit a 7-Eleven after I took this news down. So Circle K may be on the list. The first gaffe that we have from Biden is one which reveals, I believe, Biden's true intentions. Here's a brief clip here.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes. That was our first clip. We're choosing freedom over democracy.
Over democracy. So
Let's
true.
Let's fucking go. So
Let's
true.
Go. He's our guy.
Let's absolutely go. He's our guy. Yes. The next clip, this occurred before the Israel attack on Iran, the embassy first, then the response from Iran, then the response from Israel. This was the clip here. He's giving some geopolitical advice.
And I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa. It's just not, I mean, anyway, I just, look what we did recently when Israel was attacked.
Rafa, is really? That what he's...
He said Haifa.
Yeah, I was just wondering what he meant. I guess Rafa.
He meant Rafa, yes. But this is all building to a theory that I have. So I'm actually going to share with you both of these clips. Both of these are on X, so you shouldn't have too much trouble looking at them. You don't actually need to play the clips. I just want you to observe the clips, and we're gonna get back to what we're talking about here. Here's the third one, another New York Post link, but it's through Twitter. Just look at the image they have up there. Biden suggested that his uncle was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea. The military has said that is not true. So here's the clip of Biden explaining that his uncle was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea.
D-Day occurred, and on Sunday, the next day, my mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military. Every one of them volunteered. And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Brosey, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete, they tell me, when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Man.
So,
but you know, dude, you know, just like the corn pop story, that somebody's going to dig up some article and there's going to be some plausibility to it.
That's right. That is one of the points that I wanted to get to by this. He might be right. He claimed that it was past Wednesday, his uncle Ambrose Finnegan, great name, by the way, very Irish.
Very Irish.
His plane was shot down and they never found his body because it was probably eaten by cannibals. And I like that. I have to say that I really like that. Now, have you looked at the images that I sent you, the tweets that I sent you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send you one more and then we're building to a theory here. He actually doubled down on the cannibal story in a separate and later interview. Although the link to the article is not loading in my browser right now. But basically, he said it again. He doubled down on it after the Pentagon corrected him and said that that did not happen because the plane was lost overseas. So, you know, it's funny because it's like not they weren't disputing the part about the cannibals. They were disputing the part that he didn't land in New Guinea. He landed in the ocean. And I think exactly what you said, what we're going to find out is that the plane landed like 2 miles off the coast of New Guinea.
And there's some plausible, he might have been able to swim to shore just to get eaten by, oh man.
Just to get eaten by cannibals. That's right. Yeah. He doubled down on it. Okay. Here's possibly the clip.
Okay.
Here's possibly is the clip.
Ethel Kennedy.
Is this it?
That's right.
No, this is not it. This woman is so weird. Never mind. I'll delete it. I can't find the clip. All right. He doubled down on it. I did see it. I probably should. Oh, here it is. Yes. Finally, we're winning. We're really winning. All right. We're loading the clip.
When I left Scranton today, I wanted to go to the war memorial that has the names of all the Scrantonians who died in World War II etched into a granite wall. Because I wanted to see where my uncle Bozy Ambrose J. Finnegan, where his name was etched. Back when D-Day occurred, And on Sunday, the next day, my mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military. Every one of them volunteered.
Maybe that's the same clip. I don't know. That was kind of emotional, though. He's like touching the name Ambrose Finnegan on the wall there and rubbing it. It's a bit, kind of very emotional thing, honestly, but it's funny that it's all buttressed in this like weird, possibly true cannibal thing. Really great. It's really awesome.
Just stepping away for a moment. And if you could have told us a few years ago, flashing forward, that this headline was just part of the presidential election. Joe Biden doubles down on false claim his uncle was eaten by cannibals. Like, that's just a great sentence.
It is.
Great now, sentence.
Here's the thing you may not have been expecting I was going to go to. If you look at Joe Biden.
Okay, I thought you were going
to. All of those images. Okay. Well,
that's why I
don't, maybe
you said,
you've noticed this also.
I don't. Yes. Go ahead.
I think we're on Biden 5.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were going, and that's why I thought you explicitly used the word "doubled down" as a wordplay on. Double.
Oh, okay, man, I wish I was that clever. No, Chinese Joe is in effect, dude. This is the clone who I am calling Chinese Joe.
CJ.
Yeah, we'll call him CJ. I think Biden freaking 5, dude.
It just doesn't.
For the listeners who maybe they don't know, Carr, would you be able to explain our Biden double theory?
Yeah. So I think that the grand summary of our theory is that Joe Biden won as Vice President of Obama. He's gone. He's done. He hasn't even reemerged. He never even emerged in the 2020 elections. That was Joe Biden number two. Now Joe Biden number two was the one that looked a little bit demonic. And then there was a third Joe Biden that Bird affectionately referred to as Babyhead Biden, I believe. That was Joe Biden 3. He and Joe Biden 2, slightly demonic Joe, would be interchangeable in that they were part of the same Joe Biden era. Now, Joe Biden 4 came out after Babyhead Biden. And I believe we would still see, and possibly will see, Babyhead occasionally. But now what you're saying is Joe Biden 5, CJ, is on the scene, and we'll have to monitor to see if there is any re-inclusion of 2, 3, Babyhead, or 4. Is that correct?
Oh, are you still there? Yeah. Oh, that was so weird. Your audio line is moving, but I could not hear you, but I can hear you again. Okay, what was the last words you said? I'll just go from there.
So I think that we are in a place where we are looking to see if CJ is also going to be interchangeable with 2, 3, or 4, because I believe 2, 3, and 4 are still in play. One is out and has been out.
Right.
We haven't seen 2 in a long time. Admittedly.
I think he might be dead too.
Yeah. And I don't think we've actually
died during COVID.
Maybe Babyhead. We haven't seen in a while either.
Babyhead, see, I don't remember if we've seen Babyhead, but to me, you did list him out, right? So it's Dead Guy number one, who's the original. That's the corn pop warrior. Then you had number two. He probably died during COVID. He's the one who ran for the president. He's the one who did the debates. Then there was Babyhead, like you said, Big Head. I don't even remember what fourth's alias was.
I don't think we gave him one.
We didn't give him one. I think this new Chinese Joe and Babyhead are the most interchangeable between the two.
I see that. Yes, I can see that.
You know, like, I think they could switch out and there would be even less of a chance of noticing. But
two and Biden four, three five. And five. Yeah,
Biden
CJ.
5, dude. It's a welcome aboard occasion. Yeah, welcome aboard, man. Seriously, welcome aboard. With that. Yes, please. Yes.
Well, before we move on, I did want to. I pulled up just on a whim the election betting odds, which we haven't checked in on in a while.
Yes.
Well, because we really didn't have a whole lot of reason to. But what's interesting here is Joe Biden. Is he technically, and I mean just technically, is he technically the nominee?
Yeah, he is technically the nominee. Yes,
they voted and all that.
I see what you mean by technically. I don't know.
Okay. But the only reason
it's traditional that the incumbent is the nominee if they state that they would be running for president. I don't know if there is a vote in the national committee, but so technically I'm not sure. Yeah. Why do you say?
Well, the betting odds have been removed on the Republican nominee, being that Donald Trump is the Republican nominee, and they have not been removed for the Democratic nominee. Oh. Now, the odds are very bad of anybody else taking the spot, but the odds are still there.
Yeah.
So
before you give us our numbers, I just got a text from my girlfriend who's in the other room who must have heard this conversation, and she just messaged multi-arm Joe. That was Joe 4.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah.
Hands Joe hands or whatever Joe, we're calling Joe, yeah. him. Yeah, Handsy yep. Joe. Yeah. Okay, there you go. We have a nickname for all of them except the first one, basically.
Mm. Yeah, and he was just Joe Biden, right?
Yeah, he was Joe Biden. That's right.
So, yeah, so we got Joe Biden is -303 to win the Democratic nomination. So really good. I mean, you would have to bet $303 to win 100. So, you know, that's pretty much it. Should be a shoe in. Michelle Obama's is number two, but it's a really, really distant second by the odds anyway.
Yeah.
Then in the general, it has narrowed. So Donald Trump is +125 and Joe Biden is +136. So it's pretty much a dead heat.
That is amazing to me. I can't even, because everything I hear on the street is we can't vote for Joe. Like everything that I hear. But, you know, it's a different conversation when people actually get into that voting booth and then they hit that button and then the little goblin underneath the thing burns their vote and then they manufacture the vote somewhere off site. So it's a very different thing when it happens. And I did say goblin, okay? I didn't say they. So anyway, we have a couple of more pieces of news here. We're at our time. Would you like to take some more news into the overline? Do you want to hit one more storyline? We have some Trump stuff to go over. Our president, remember I said? And then we have a brief piece of bird news.
Let's step over the line.
We'll step over the line. All right, listeners, if you want to hear the continuation of this, pay me money on the Patreon. Go find the Time on Earth Patreon, Over the Line. I forget what we call it. It shouldn't be too hard to find. It's in every description as the first thing. Become a board member today. And before you become a board member or any of that stuff, go to the Childeberg website and register your campsite and come and join us on the 20... I wasn't prepared. Come and join us on the
24th through 27th.
The 24th of May through the 27th of May, Childeberg Licks. That's the sixth Childeberg we've done at the Rebecca Creek Campgrounds. Come and join us. Have a good time. Drink a lot. Buy a t-shirt. Register your site. And then go over to the Patreon and pay me money and buy a shirt there too. Give us all of your money, in fact. Give us all of your money. All right.
Yeah.
We'll end it here, Carr, and we'll take it over.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, until next week, two hands on the wheel.